And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of John Updike, born Reading, Pennsylvania, 1932. When he was 12, his aunt bought the family a subscription to The New Yorker. As a teenager, he had ambitions to make his career as a cartoonist, and when he went to Harvard, it was his cartoons that got him elected to the humor magazine The Harvard Lampoon. But he also published some poetry and prose, found that he liked writing as well. He said, "By the time I graduated, I was 85% bent upon becoming a writer. It took fewer ideas, and I seemed to be better at it, and there's less danger of smearing the ink." He joined the staff of The New Yorker, spent 2 years writing the Talk of the Town pieces. After he and his wife had a second child, they moved to Ipswich, Massachusetts, and he published his first book of poetry, his first novel, The Poor House Fair. He said of leaving New York City, "I did leave, without regret, the literary demimonde of agents and would-bes and with it non-participants. This world seemed unnutritious and interfering. I was full of a Pennsylvania thing I wanted to say, and Ipswich gave me the space in which to say it and in which to live modestly, raise my children, and have friends on the basis of what I did in person rather than what I did in print." 3 years later, he published his novel Rabbit Run, the story of Rabbit Angstrom, 26-year-old former high school basketball star who feels like his best days are behind him. Went on to write 3 more novels, Rabbit Redux, Rabbit is Rich, and Rabbit at Rest, and a novella, Rabbit Remembered. 1968, he had a bestseller with Couples, which landed him on the cover of Time magazine. He said of the sex scenes in Couples, "They were no harder than landscapes and a little more interesting." Updike said, "To condense from one's memories and fantasies and small discoveries dark marks on paper, which become handsomely reproducible many times over, still seems to me a magical act and a delightful technical process." It's the birthday of George Plimpton, New York City, 1927, author more than 30 books, editor for 50 years of the Paris Review, who wrote what he called participatory journalism, immersing himself in whatever his subject was, usually sports, and recounting his experiences from his viewpoint as an amateur insider. It's the birthday of the poet Stéphane Mallarmé, born in Paris, 1842, who said, "It is the job of poetry to clean up our word-clogged reality by creating silences around things." And it's the birthday of Wilfred Owen, Shropshire, England, 1893, went off to fight in World War I, wrote his famous anti-war poem Dulce et Decorum Est, returned to combat, and was killed on November 4th, a week before the end of the war, at the age of 25. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Gent, entitled History. "Every poem has been written before, at least 15 times, every song sung better. The Neanderthals discovered caves already painted with the story of their lives. They invented fire over and over again. And you and I whisper the same sweet nothings we were born with." History, a poem by Andrew Gent from Explicit Lyrics, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.